So hello and welcome. This is a very quick introduction to meditation for those that haven't got much experience with it yet. So I'm going to explain very briefly a very easy technique that can be used to meditate. And I'd recommend you use this technique for the first week and just get accustomed to it and see how it feels. If it then doesn't feel like the one that you want to stick with, then there's plenty of other recorded meditations for you in the online class library, or you can try YouTube as well. But just trying to settle with this one will give you a really good idea if this might be the one for you. So this technique, as I said, is very simple. All we want to do is get comfy. So you could be anywhere. You could be sat on a chair, laying on your bed. You could be sat in a park, wherever, just getting as comfy as you can. If you do this a few times and you tend to fall asleep, probably an idea not to lie down. But if you don't fall asleep, then that's fine to lie down. So see what works for you. But what you want to do is get comfy first. You could be leaning back in a chair or upright in a chair. You don't want to be straining. So if it takes too much effort to try and sit with a good posture, then leaning back is probably the preferred option. Make sure you're warm enough. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed if possible. And then all we need to do is close our eyes, start to breathe a few times and feel and hear the breath as it travels in. This just centers our awareness, our focus on the breath rather than everything external. And it just brings us into presence. So that's where instead of thinking about things that have been or things that are to be, we're just coming into this moment. So after those few breaths, we then want to search and scan our environment for a noise. And ideally, it's like a buzzing or a hum or a mechanical machinery kind of a noise. We want it to be constant, basically. So a good one is if you think about the hum of a fridge. It's very low level, and until you purposefully focus in on it, it's very subtle, so often we don't even notice it's there. Another one might be the hot water system. That's the one I often use in the morning because it's clicking into place, or it's just turned on when I'm doing my meditation. Another one might be, I can hear at the moment, a lawnmower going outside. Anything like that that's fairly constant, fairly easy, and very boring. That's the key. So you don't want, ideally it's not going to be chirping birds that are intermittent and quite interesting. It's going to be something very dull. And then all we want to do is just simply to focus very lightly on that sound. And what happens is when we give our focus to something, it means that we can't be focusing on other things. So as we're focused on the hum of the fridge, we can't be worrying about, have I packed the school bag for the kids, or have I replied to that email from so-and-so, or whatever it is. Those thoughts, if we're choosing to focus on the sound, those thoughts have to start to dissipate. And very often, especially if you're newer to this, it may be that you focus on the sound of the fridge for 3 seconds and then the thoughts come back and you're like, did I feed the dog? Did I do this? Or am I doing this? Am I doing it right? That's often another one. So thoughts will start to come in, and that's very normal. All we need to do, or all we want to aim to do, is to draw our awareness back or point our focus back to that sound. And we just try to let there be almost a blankness in the mind other than watching and hearing and kind of sensing the vibration, just kind of immersing yourself in that sound. You want it to be very easy, so we're not furrowing the eyebrows and trying really hard to hear it or sense it or have a conversation about which garden that lawnmower might be in, for example. We're trying to let all the thoughts and the thinking patterns go and just a very softly and easily, almost kind of tenderly and almost like you have a care for that sound. You're just gently focusing on it. And that, my friends, is the whole technique. We do that for 5 minutes for this first one, and during week two, we'll extend to 10 minutes, and week three and four, we move up to 15 minutes. And this is a technique you can obviously do anywhere. You don't need any equipment, you don't need your phone, you don't need anything at all, a yoga mat to sit on or anything. You can do it on the bus and hear the hum of the engine, or you could do it anywhere. So it's very simple and it's very accessible, I find, very, very easy for us to get into a routine with it. So if you don't find a sound like that in your environment, then there are a few apps that you could use if you needed to. So just trying to find a meditation app or a white noise app, something like that. You've probably got one for your kids if you have children, something like that. And just have it on a fairly low volume. If you have a busy, loud environment, you've got kids running around downstairs, then that might be good as well, because not only do you hear the sound, but you're blocking out their sound. So that might be an option. Any other tips I can think of? It's as simple as it seems. And as long as you bring yourself back to hearing the sound one more times than you've been distracted away from the sound, then you've succeeded. So often we have this misconception that a meditation is only a good meditation if we've managed to quiet our mind or feel complete bliss or clear. Some people talk about the blue sky above us kind of being in the mind and us clearing the sky of all the clouds so it's just clear and blue. This is where we might be in about 20 years in our practice. It's not the aim, it is an outcome of it, but it's not the aim. The aim is just to give our mind a chance to rest. So if you've had a few moments in your 5 minutes of rest, that is so amazingly powerful compared to not having had any rest, being in the kind of whir of our brain constantly. So don't underestimate how little space you need to create to actually feel a complete shift, to feel a bit more spacious, to feel a bit more yourself, to feel a bit more kind of normal and rested and kind of clear. So don't get hung up if you do have a very busy mind in your meditation. If, for example, it feels like you get drawn back into thoughts, persistent thoughts, time and time and time and time again, moment by moment, maybe you don't even manage two breaths before you're kind of pulled back into thought, it's fine. Just relax, come back to the breath, come back to hearing that sound. And that really is all you need to do. So I will post below this one a recording where there's a background sound, and also I'm guiding you through. So this is going to be really useful for the first few times that you do it, and some people might want to continue that because my voice every now and then reminds them to come back to the sound that they're focused on. Or for some people, it might be nice to do that once or twice or three times and then move on to finding their own sound in their environment and doing it on their own organically. So either way, absolutely fine. You could also move on to, as I said, any of the meditations with kind of like a background sound or an app about with white sound, that kind of thing. If you have any questions, do message, and I'm sure you're not the only one, so it'll be helpful for everyone to see those messages and those questions, and I'll reply as best I can. And if you want to discuss on the phone, you can always call me as well. And otherwise, good luck. I do honestly believe meditation is the most profound and easy and cheap and accessible thing there is that can completely change the way we feel and the way that we interact with everyone around us. So I really hope this is the start of your meditation practice for the rest of your life. I know that it can be because I know how impactful it's been in my life and how I would never, ever give it up now. It's just the most incredible thing. So I wish that for you too. And if you do find yourself coming in and out of your practice, i.e. you do 2 days here and then miss 2 days, then 2 days again and miss 2 days, I really highly recommend, at least for the first month, this 30 days, try to be really diligent. Do not let yourself miss one day. If you do, if you have to, if there's no chance you could do it, then never, never, never miss 2 days. And if you can do the month like that, then I guarantee that you'll be on more of a roll of it. You'll have felt the benefits of it, and you'll therefore have the motivation to keep it up a little bit more easily. So with that, please click on the link below to listen to that first meditation. Get yourself comfy, and it's going to be 5 minutes long. And let me know what you think. Thanks, everyone.